Masechet Sukkah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Pesantul, Perek Hey, Mishnah Base. The first Mishnah of the Perek listed many of the mitzvahs which are performed on Sukkahs, and for how many days they are performed. So the Mishnah said that Nisuch HaMayim is performed for all 7 days of Sukkahs, not including Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is not considered part of Sukkahs. But for every day of Sukkahs, the Nisuch HaMayim was performed. And in short, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim refers to pouring water down the side of the Mizbeach, whilst the morning Korban Tomid was being offered up. Now, every single day when the Korban Tomid was offered, it was accompanied by Nisuch HaYayin, by wine which was poured down the Mizbeach. But on Sukkos, as that was done at exactly the same time, water was also poured down a different hole in the Mizbeach. And really the focus of this Mishnah is to explain Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad, how exactly would the process of Nisuch HaMayim take place. Now the entire process is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. It's a tradition which we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's certainly midaraisa, but it is not written explicitly in the Torah. So it follows that the arguments which are in this Mishnah about how exactly the process was done are mostly technical arguments as to what tradition that Tana received. It's not necessarily based on how they learnt the Pesukim differently, but rather they heard this Halacha Moshe Mesinai a bit differently. Be as it may, the Mishnah tells us that Tzeloiches Shel Zohov, a golden jug, Machzeches Shleishes Lugim, holding 3 loig, that's a volume, Hayim Malim Shiloyach, a particular Kohen who was chosen to do so, would fill it up from the Shiloyach, which was a spring which was very near to the Beis HaMikdosh, a spring of water, so he filled up that jug, Higiul Shar HaMayim. They reached the gate known as Shar HaMayim. This was one of the gates of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh. In fact, the reason why it was called Shar HaMayim is because through this gate, they would bring the jug of water. So the gate was known as Shar HaMayim, the gate of the water, because of what was done on Sukkos through this gate. So they would bring the jug through that gate, Toku v'hiriu v'soku. They would blow a tekiah, then a teruah, then a tekiah on the shofar. Olo bakevesh, he would go up on the ramp of the Mizbeach, which was situated in the courtyard. Ufono l'smoilo, and he would turn to his left. Now the Mishnah in Yuma, and at more length the Mishnah in Zvachim, they teach that one would always go up on the right side of the ramp, and when he got to the top of the Mizbeach, he would turn to the right. That's a general rule that one should always turn to the right. And then he would walk around the entire Mizbeach on the top, and end up coming down on the left after having gone all around the Mizbeach. However, this is an exception to the rule. The reason being that if he carries the water around the entire Mizbeach, before he reaches the southwest side of the corner of the Mizbeach, that's where the Nisuch HaMayim took place, so the water would become smoky. There was a constant fire on the Mizbeach, and if you walk around the entire Mizbeach with the water, then it could become smoky, which would make it invalid for the service of the Nisuch HaMayim. And because of that, he would turn left immediately, and then when he was finished, he would also go down on the left, so he would not end up surrounding the Mizbeach at all. Be it as it may, Shnei Sfalim Shel Kesef Hayusham, there were 2 bowls made of silver there on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Although Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Sid Hayu, the truth is they were made out of regular plaster. Ela Shayim Shchorim Peneim Bnei Yayin. It's just that their appearance had become darker because of the wine, and because of that it had a silvery appearance. Now even though we'll learn in a moment that the 2 bowls were used, one for wine, one for the water on Sukkos, and yet the Mishnah here implies that both of the bowls were silver, had a silver appearance, but if the entire cause of the silvery appearance was because of the wine, so I would have thought that only one of them would have that appearance. But the truth is, sometimes the Kohen would by mistake pour the wine into the wrong bowl, and so wine did end up going on both of the bowls, and therefore they both had this silvery, darker appearance. Umnukovin kamin shnecha tomin dakin. The bowls had a hole in each, like 2 thin nostrils. Echad me'ube, one was wider, the echad dak, and one was thinner. The reason being that the water and the wine were poured down the holes at exactly the same time. Now, water is much more flowing, it's much less thick than wine, so it would flow much faster. So in order to make it that they would both reach the bottom at around the same time, they would pour the wine down a wider hole so that it could travel downwards more easily, and the water down a thinner hole, and that way they would both reach the bottom at around the same time. Kedei sheyehu shneim kol mivas achas, so that they would both finish at the same time. Ma'arovi shel mayim, the eastern bowl towards the direction of the east, was the one which they would pour the wine down. So that would be the thinner hole, Mizrachi shel yayin. The bowl which was towards the east direction was the one which they would pour the wine down. Now what happens if Eir Shel Mayim and Asir Shel Yayin, if he poured the water into the bowl designated for the wine, or Vishal Yayin Asir Mayim, he poured the wine into the bowl designated for the water, Yotza, he has nevertheless fulfilled the obligation, although it's not ideal, it does still work. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues on 2 points. Firstly, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek said that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim applies for the 7 days of Sukkos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it applies on Shmini Atzeres as well. And the second thing he argues about is that the Tanakhama said that the amount of water which was used for Nisach HaMayim and the amount of water which the jug could contain was 3 loig, but Rabbi Yehuda says that Baloig HaYamanaseh Chol Shmoina. They do Nisach HaMayim with only a loig of water, not 3 loig, and they would do this Kol Shmoina for all 8 days, so that includes Shmini Atzeres as well. Now the Mishnah ends off by telling us that V'lam Naseich Oimim Loi, they would tell the person who is performing the Nisach HaMayim, Hag Bayodcha, lift up your hands very high, as you are pouring down the water and the wine. And the reason why they had to do this is because Shepam Achas, because once Nisich Ached Al Gabi Raglov, one particular Kohen who was performing the service, he poured the water onto his feet instead of into the holes, who is a member of the group known as Tzedukim, who are a group who didn't accept all of the Torah, often only things which are written explicitly in the Torah, but things like this, which were just Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, they did not agree with, and therefore he did not perform the service, he messed up the service. Ugamul kol ombe esrogehed, and everybody threw their esrogim at him, and so in order to prevent a reoccurrence of this event, they made sure that the Kohen who was performing the service would lift up his hands high so that everybody would be able to see how he is performing the service, so that he will not come to pour it onto his feet.